Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hurts looking, stepping up. He is letting it fly. He is looking for Devontae Smith, and it is intercepted.
Game over.
Game over. An absolutely heartbreaking loss.
Why? Brutal. Just a brutal loss at Lincoln Financial Field last night. Welcome on. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. We'll have Merrill Reese an hour from now. Ross Tucker later in the show. And a lot to get into and a lot of blame to go around for a game the Eagles absolutely and totally gave away last night on Monday Night Football. Hugh, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen. Just let y'all know something. Unc tell y'all something. It's not because, you know, when he tells your girlfriend's not that cute, it's not because he doesn't love you, because Unc does love you. He's just trying to get you right. You know, just trying to tell you because he loves you. He tells you these things because he loves you. And in this situation, I'm Unc, Joe. I'm Unc.
You're
I am the drunk uncle at the barbecue that tried to give everybody, you know, spit game and let them know what potentially could happen yesterday. And it's not like, listen, I'm not here trying to take any credit.
Starting
it's unfortunate.
I told you so. All
no,
right.
It's not. It's unfortunate that, you know, it happened the way that it happened. But we cannot, we are not in a position to overlook anybody. And I know everybody talking about, well, people got mad at me talking about, oh, you still think defense is a luxury? Yes. Yes, I do. You know what last night was?
Man, this defense stinks, man.
You know what last night was, though, Joe?
What was that?
You going into a street fight with somebody. You going into a street fight with somebody you know ain't going to throw no punches. When the rubber hits the road, you put your defense in a bad spot. You put them in a bad spot, knowing that all night long, the first person to get to the quarterback last night on this team was, what, 36 years old?
Yeah, he's a half a talk show host. He was in here this morning.
36 years old. He's the first person to get to the quarterback, and it was negated because of a penalty.
Yep.
That should tell you everything you need to know. But like I tried to tell you, early on in this season, and this is not I told you so, but man, the offense has to lead the way.
Well, they do. They do, and they didn't do enough last night. The defense was just awful in so many ways last night. And, Hugh, we're going to get into all the reasons for blame, and there's a lot to go around between the offense that couldn't close, between a star player that had a drop, a quarterback that can't throw that pick in that spot, a defense that can't stop anybody. Anybody, a $51 million pass rusher that is lost right now. But the biggest blame for me for last night is very simple. It's on the head coach. Nick Sirianni lost that football game. If Nick Sirianni just has clear and concise thinking, they get out with a victory. Nick Sirianni has one job. And everyone told me all offseason, Joe, leave him alone. Joe, you're too hard on Nick Sirianni. He's a CEO. I was even told he doesn't matter. Well, he lost the football game last night. He lost the game. His decision-making on fourth downs and third down and field goal decisions in the first half, not taking the three.
Yeah, they were kind of over for third down.
And then the second half, late in the game, 1:46 to go, was ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense, all right? My position is this. They should not have thrown the football. And I know Saquon dropped it, and it's a bad drop. But they can't throw the ball there. They have to run the football, Hugh. It would have knocked 40 more seconds off the clock, all right? And if they run the ball and they don't get the first down, the clock is moving. The Falcons have zero timeouts to go in that game. Cousins is off an Achilles. He can't move very well up and down the field. Those seconds matter in a no huddle where they have no timeouts, all right? So say they run the football and they don't get it. They can kick the field goal on fourth down. and give it back, and there's a minute to go, and they're up six, and the Falcons have to go, I don't know, maybe 70, maybe 90 yards, okay? They could also go for the fourth down on a tush push if they only get 1 or 2 yards on the Saquon run on third down. The one thing they can't do there is stop the clock. They can't stop the clock and give them life.
Yeah.
And if you're
and that's
going.
That's exactly what they did.
And if you're going to throw the football, this is why it really bothered me last night. It doesn't make any sense. If you're throwing the football on third and three, you know what you're telling me as the coach? You don't want to give the ball back. You want to end the game right there with a first down throw. Okay, I'll buy it. But then you got to go for the fourth down because you're saying, I don't trust my defense. I don't want to give them the ball back.
Yeah,
so,
and you have to know that, man. You have
can't
to know.
Just kick the field goal then.
Your defense didn't put pressure on anybody last night. Like, they didn't stop the run. The Falcons ran for over 100 and some odd yards. You didn't stop anybody last night. You can't. If I know my defense is not that dynamic, then I cannot put them in positions to like you put them in last night. You just can't. I mean, that's football one-on-one, people. Like, you know that even with your best receiver out, you have to do everything in your power to protect your defense. They didn't do that last night.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right. They did not protect those guys. And, you know, we're going to sit here and we're going to talk all day about how bad the defense stinks and everything
They do.
Hell, I told you that before the season started.
And you also told me they'd be better. They look worse.
You know why they would be better, Joe? Because you're playing with the lead. You did nothing to help them out in the first quarter. You left a lot of meat on the bone.
I agree
when you
that.
Talk about offensively some of the plays that you called and not going for the field, not kicking a field
goal. I agree with that.
Come on, man.
So
this defense is not ready to be what you thought they were that first game against the Green Bay Packers. It's not.
All right, where's your biggest blame? Mine is clearly on Sirianni.
The coaches.
I thought he lost the game.
Coach Goober. He didn't do enough to me. He didn't call the dynamic enough plays. Why is Brent Covey touching the ball six times? Like, seriously, all jokes aside, Brent Covey, he has six receptions for 23 yards. Why are we wasting plays on Brent Covey? Why? Like, seriously, why? Why is he touching the rock? Why aren't you giving it the ball? Dallas Goedert had two catches for 38 yards. Why are you not feeding your premier guys? Like, seriously, why are we so – we enamored? Like, we knew we had to spread the ball around. Hell, give the ball to the guys that are making plays. Brent Covey got little boy when they ran that screen play. Some dude grabbed him with one arm and stopped his forward momentum. Why is he touching the ball six times, man? Why is that the case?
I don't know. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you come down on the blame game for last night? It's a game that, like, when they go over the 2-minute warning and the Falcons are out of timeouts, there should be no chance the Falcons win that football game. Like, you would think it would need a turnover to happen, and yet it didn't take the turnover. They gave it back, and they lose the game. Who do you blame? So,
well, to me, it comes down to really two guys, or maybe one, if you want to blame this on Howie Roseman. The two guys that he gave the most money to this offseason blew that game yesterday. I mean, Bryce Huff, for being non-existent, that is what it is, and I'm totally tired of hearing about defense is a luxury. It's not. This
Don't
defense,
be mad.
This defense
true.
Sucks. It's not true. The defense, I mean, let them go down the field in four plays last night.
It might be the worst defense
that
in the league.
It was horrible. There's no way they should be worse than they are last year. They look like they might be. Saquon Barkley, I love the guy. You got to catch that freaking ball, dude. I have no issue whatsoever with them throwing it on 3rd-and-3. That could have ended the game right then and there. And kicking the field goal, okay, whatever. Maybe you can say you should have went for it on the 4th-and-3. But that forces them to have to go all the way down the field and score a touchdown as opposed to just getting in field goal range, which they definitely would have done. I mean, considering they got down the field in a minute for four plays. So I don't really necessarily mind that. So the decision-making by Sirianni, I like that he was aggressive. The players just didn't execute. And blaming Britton Covey or whatever is completely pointless.
Well, I think he was blaming Kellen Moore.
Okay, sure.
No, I'm not blaming Britton Covey, but look, he shouldn't be touching the rock.
Well, A.J. Brown is out. Like, they have to give the ball to somebody. You can't give Devontae Smith 100 touches. It's just not going
to
work. Like,
well, that goes back to Howie, to your point. I mean, right. Howie found Jahan Dotson, who the Commanders said, please take him off our hands.
Jahan Dotson caught one pass
because
for
he can't
yards.
Play.
Howie built a mediocre football team.
You know what? Right now it looks like that. At some point, you know, every time Howie trades for a former first-round pick, we say, wow, Howie, maybe we need to look to ourselves and say, why is their team giving him up? Maybe he stinks. Man, he had a chance to play last night. He did nothing. 215-592-9494. Here's what I'll say on Sierra. I'm going to give you an analogy, and this is why he bothers me. Nothing adds up. This is like playing poker with someone, and sometimes they hit on 17, sometimes they don't. They're just going by the seat of their pants. There's no plan. How do you not go for the field goal?
That's the best way to gamble, though, sometimes.
Yeah, but, you know, it's also a way to lose. It's also a way to lose. There's no identity here. There's no identity. If you go for the 3rd-and-3 on the pass, and you pass up the chance to run the 40 seconds, then you better send that offense back out there on the 4th down and say, we're ending the game right now. It doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. It's like watching someone put a parlay together and say, give me all the over receiving yards and give me the under on the quarterback passing yards. And you look at the person and you say, what are you talking about? That doesn't make any sense. That's the head coach. His one job. He has literally one job now. One. To put the team in good position with his decisions on game day. He is not in charge of the offense. He's not in charge of the defense. And last night, he put him in a bad spot. 215-592-9494. What hit you the most from the loss last night? We'll get more into the heavily debated decision last night. What Sirianni said about the decision to throw on 3rd-and-3. And Saquon's take on his drop. It is the Midday Show. A lot to talk about. That was a brutal loss. A brutal, brutal loss on a night they should have won that football game against a very mediocre Falcon team. 215-592-9494. That's how you join the show. We got a lot to talk about today right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.